ABC Radio Australia.
Critics of the Kiribati government say democracy is under serious threat in the Pacific Island nation. It comes as conflict continues between lawmakers and the judiciary as attempts to remove a motion of no confidence in the government fell flat. Opposition MPs say it's left them with no way to challenge the government, who has launched a second attempt to deport an Australian judge. Marianne Farr has more.
On Friday morning, a knock at the door brought more bad news for David Lambourne. The Australian national and former Kiribati High Court judge was served his second deportation notice in less than 2 months.
The government of Kiribati has demonstrated its willingness to completely ignore and go against the orders of both the High Court and the Court of Appeal. And so this is just a continuation of their efforts in that regard.
The first attempt to deport Mr. Lambourne from Kiribati came early last month after he was suspended from his role as a High Court judge. The government claimed Mr. Lambourne breached his visa conditions, saying he had total disregard for Kiribati laws. Mr. Lambourne appealed the deportation notice and won.
The Court of Appeal has said that the government cannot deport me. And they also confirmed the order of the Chief Justice that I be issued with an appropriate visa.
But instead, the Kiribati government also suspended all three judges in the Court of Appeal, saying their decision was out of line. The move has effectively left the country without a functioning high-level court system. In an earlier statement, the government of Kiribati said it was committed to ensuring the country's judiciary continues to function, outlining plans to appoint a new acting Chief Justice soon. Justice Lambourne believes democracy is under threat in Kiribati.
As I've said, in my view, their actions are unlawful. The courts have told them their actions are unlawful. For them to declare otherwise is just ridiculous and does not respect the separation of powers and the role of the judiciary in a democratic country such as Kiribati.
He has 17 days left to appeal his second deportation notice.
The appeal goes to the minister, who is the president and who has made his views about my continuing to stay in Kiribati quite plain. I wouldn't have any expectation that we would be given a fair hearing.
Still, he's determined to remain living in Kiribati, where he's married to opposition leader Tessie Lambourne.
I have a deep commitment to the country. My family are all here. I have no other home. And so, as a consequence, I want to stay. I'm deeply frustrated by the government's actions in trying to remove me.
The situation has also frustrated opposition MPs. Lawyer and leader of the Kiribati First Party, Banwara Barina, says he's deeply concerned by the government's recent actions.
The rule of law is being ignored in Kiribati right now.
He wants to move a motion of no confidence against the Kiribati government, but he can't. A law passed in August last year allows just one motion of no confidence to be tabled each parliamentary term. That's every 4 years. Last Friday, a motion to suspend that particular rule was submitted to Parliament, but time to debate the motion ran out. Parliament is not due to sit for another few months, and that's worrying to Mr. Barina.
The very fact that we have a rule prohibiting the motion of no confidence from being moved more than once in 4 years, that is indeed a concern to me.
But not everyone shares his concern. Mr. Barina says the public seemed divided over recent events. He says the government has used social media to claim the suspended judges were biased.
We have quite a number of people that are accepting the message from the government, that the government is protecting them from these foreigners who are trying to protect each other.
That's a claim Justice David Lambourne denies. But while his fate hangs in the balance, one thing remains clear.
I'm determined to stay here for as long as possible, and if at any point they succeed in removing me by force, then I will continue fighting until I can come back. This is home.